It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the Go Birds Pod, a radio.com podcast about your beloved birds.
Everybody, it is the condensed Go Birds Radio Hour.
Power Hour, baby!
That is James Seltzer. I am John Barchett. Elliot Shore Parks along with us as well. 888-729-9494. Not a great day for the Phillies, but just spring training. Bryce Harper is okay.
Better than the day that Bryce Harper got hit in the ankle.
Not great. Says,
I'll take a loss over Bryce Harper loss, that's
yes,
for sure.
Absolutely. So anything Eagles is absolutely on the table, and I think this week it's only fair to start with the running backs, just because, you know, it's been everybody's been obsessed about it. You know, everybody's messing around with
speaking of obsessed. Speaking of obsessed, my good friend John Barcher.
Yes.
I cannot get over the take you had at the Go Birds Town Hall.
Oh, we're going to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who needs running backs when you got a take like that to go with? My man gets up on stage.
Explain to everybody what was happening.
And says there is not only just like a little bit of pressure, there is no pressure on Carson Wentz for next season. And honestly, I am a man of bad takes. I've had my opinions people don't agree with.
Well, that's true.
Cut that, by the way.
Yeah, make sure we have that forever.
This is the worst take I've ever heard. In life, not even just sports.
Jesus.
Wow. This is from a guy who said they should take all trucks off the road.
Or that his favorite friend, Jordan Matthews, which is now in San Francisco, is a better wide receiver than Alshon Jeffrey. I think it's that bad. There's no...
I don't know. It might be that bad a take.
No,
guys,
it's a way worse take.
It's a horrendous take.
Mine was at least comparable. Yours,
that is a horrendous take, too. I might think yours is worse.
Just to reestablish. There is no pressure from the fan base on Carson Wentz. End of story. It is not there. It is not existent.
Can you just explain why you feel that way?
Because it's just a buzzword that everybody's been using. Oh, Carson Wentz has got a lot of pressure. Got a lot of pressure. From who?
Everybody.
There were people who were still saying they should keep Nick Foles and trade Carson Wentz in this town.
We knew that wasn't going to happen.
I still get those calls on the midday show.
So is everybody saying you better shape up, ship out? give me Foles or give me depth?
People are saying if Carson does not play
crazy.
All right, if Carson doesn't play well next year, let's say last year they were 5-6 and the offense was bad. Let's say they don't make the playoffs next year with Carson. You don't think the fan base
then
is going to be...
That's pressure. There is no pressure leading up into this season.
Yes, that's the point. That's the result of the season. He is going to... Like, what are you talking about?
There's
He's playing for a contract. He's playing in the shadow.
Which he's going to get paid for.
He's playing in the shadow
Did that
of,
last year.
Of the... And it didn't work out very well.
Yeah,
and
that was pressure.
And now... No, what? Yes, there was pressure
Everybody's
last year. There's even more
screaming.
Now.
Screaming.
Now it's his team. Nick's gone. There's no... Like, for the fan base, there's no safety net anymore. And he's not playing... Like... I can't believe
that
this.
A safety net.
He's,
the team won the Super Bowl. And they kept the
and
guy
now
that
he's
won it.
Here.
All right, everybody calm down for
All right.
a second.
Yes,
All right.
yes, Dad.
Listen. The idea that you don't think there's pressure on Carson.
From the fan
base.
Wait,
let me finish. Fine. We'll just use your from the fan base thing.
Yes,
which is a change to the original take. The original take is
just to be clear.
No, he's clarifying
it. It was always that.
Clarifying it a little bit.
And to be clear, the fan base in a large degree is what matters the most when it comes to dictating pressure. Just to be clear.
Yeah.
So, okay. So when you talk about the fans, this guy was 2 years ago the most popular athlete in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. like the next thing in Philly, in all of the NFL, arguably, right? Since then, he's seen his backup. We know what happened. Backup won the Super Bowl, didn't play well last year, suffered two serious injuries.
Right.
The idea that he's entering next season with no pressure on him from the fans, can you imagine if they start 0-2?
Oh my God.
What are people going to say?
That would be like every other Philadelphia Eagles team that started 0-2,
no,
and people are going to
be
upset by it.
No, it'll be worse because it'll be on Carson. Carson has to have a good year.
He's the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Bro, congratulations. So is everybody else. So is Donovan McNabb.
And you just think pressure too. Like, here's the thing.
All right,
here's the thing. It is like extra pressure in this specific scenario, but even just being the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, there is inherent pressure in that.
Of course there is.
And this is like to the nth degree with all that's happened here. The guy couldn't finish the season back-to-back years.
Right, but it's all nonsense.
How is that not pressure?
It's
he
even nonsense.
Said, I got to finish the season. I got to stay healthy.
Who is demanding that Carson Wentz do X, Y, and Z?
We are.
Everybody's defending. Where's your article that it's Carson, it's go time or pee off the pot? There's none of that happening. There's not like Carson Wentz better. Carson Wentz is going to get paid regardless. The Eagles are going to re-sign him whether we like it or not.
Well, okay, hold on. If Carson,
unless it's an absolute disaster.
If Carson gets signed before this year, then obviously you could say, yes, and the pressure to get a contract is no longer on.
But then I will say there's pressure on Carson Wentz to perform.
If Carson re-injures himself next year, the Eagles are not re-signing from the same deal he would right now. If Carson does not play well next year, they're not signing him to the same deal they are right now. So the idea that Carson has no pressure with his contract is not true. Will he be here? Yes. But will he be here on his fifth-year option, or will he be here on a deal that makes him the highest-paid player in the history of maybe sports, or at least the NFL, obviously? Those are the two possibilities. So you can even take away, like, the hasn't been in a playoff game, a point he made himself, has not finished a season since his rookie year. You can take those things away. You can take away Nick Foles. The financial aspect of it is huge pressure.
Whether he or not he's going to make $3 million more or not based
what?
On...
He's what are you talking about? We're talking about being like a $100 million contract versus like who knows what
whether
it could
being
be.
On your fifth
An
year
An $80 million contract or a $70 million contract.
If Carson hurts himself in the beginning of next year, then maybe they sign him to a deal that's like, you know, really small in a way. But or they just fifth year option him and he's making... You know, $9 million.
So the pressure on Carson Wentz is don't get hurt.
No, the pressure on Carson is from everywhere.
Yes,
it's from
and
the
win,
fan
and
from
be
the
successful.
So much
you have to play well. Like, no, this past year you can make the excuses. He was coming off the knee injury, all that type of stuff. He doesn't have those excuses this year. He's got a full off season to work on it. He's he's gonna go into the season healthy.
Sure.
Not to mention, he has $35 million worth of cap hits at receiver this year. So he has the weapons. There is no excuse
Certainly.
For Carson not to play well.
And a year removed from the injury, and I agree with all that, but that's not like... no, it's...
What do you mean? This is pressure.
Person on the planet is defending Carson Wentz. Even in the media.
That's not true.
Even
I get
to
calls
you,
all the time. I get calls all the time of people saying they should have traded Wentz and kept Foles. That happens every day at
you
this
You think
station.
The majority of the Eagles fans
I don't think a majority
that.
Do, but I think there is a faction of the Eagles fan base that still... isn't sure Carson Wentz is the guy.
Yes, there's a large portion of that. Yes. Think about where Carson was now.
But I think there is a large group of people that are.
And I, honestly, I am more in that camp now. I think it's perfectly fair to be skeptical of what Carson is. But think of where he was from when
skepticism
he jumped.
Skepticism is not pressure.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's not. It's the result of pressure.
Think of where Carson has come from when he jumped into end zone in L.A. As he jumped to go into that end zone in L.A., he was the NFL MVP. He was one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. He was one of the most popular athletes.
Top three in the NFL based on his peers.
Now think we did shows saying, I wouldn't trade Carson Wentz for anyone else in the NFL.
Right.
Like, no. that was a good take to have.
Now look where he is. He has to get back to where he was. There's the pressure to do that. And there's also the pressure of, let's be honest, the fact that the team that won the Super Bowl was not his team. He went and Nick Foles won that Super Bowl. Like, let's be real about it, right? And I know I can hear Ike Reese saying right now, well, he helped him get there. Yes, that's true. But that's not his Super Bowl, right? So he has the pressure of winning the second one, which is harder than winning the first.
Which is what happened last year, which is the result of
and
everything
did,
you saw out there. And it wasn't good. He buckled under the actual
pressure of what was last year that no longer existed.
Why?
Because
why
guys, that Philly Voice article helped everybody.
Oh, you think that a Philly Voice article?
Yes,
are you kidding me? Not even every Eagles fan read that article.
Also,
there's a large portion of Eagles fans that have no idea that article even happened.
They dismissed it. It went, Carson's our guy.
That is
everything's going to be fine.
Also, hold on. That article made things worse for Carson because now if things start out poorly, people are going to bring that up.
That article certainly didn't
take pressure off of him. It's not like people read that.
I'm like floored by this take.
If that article was released after the Saints game, then I would say, that would have hurt and it would have continued on. And then Nick Foles, would ride into the sun. Then there's pressure, but he's not playing for his job, which, by the way, 8 guys in the secondary now are that Ronald Darby's back in there. That there is more pressure on Marcus Mariota from Ryan Tannehill.
Are you
from
out of your
Jimmy
mind?
Garoppolo, Ryan who was Tannehill? Injured? $147 million.
Ryan Tannehill is causing pressure? You think anyone's like, oh, Ryan Tannehill's here. That's real pressure. Ryan Tannehill's going to be out of the league in 2 years. What are we talking
There's
about?
There's also the fact that no one cares about Marcus
That's
Mariota.
That's true, too. He's in Tennessee. We are a major market.
All right, maybe it was a bad
example.
But if your point wants to be that there's pressure on Marcus Mariota because he could legitimately lose his job in Tennessee.
Yes.
That is a fair point.
That's what I'm saying.
But we're talking different ball games here. Yes. Carson is in another league. Carson has the pressure of like almost the entire league on him. Everyone is going to be looking at the Eagles to see how he does. Everyone's going to be comparing him to how Foles did. No one cares about Marcus Mariota. And if he, honestly, I wasn't even sure when he was playing and when he wasn't playing last year in terms of him being injured. No one cares what's going on with the Titans. Carson is the biggest story in the NFL, period.
No, it's not. The Cleveland Browns just traded for OBJ. Nope. And guess what? Baker Mayfield in his second year has all the pressure of the National Football League on him because they already made them Super Bowl contenders.
He has a lot of pressure.
Good
I'm not
luck, kid.
That.
Not as
He's,
much as Wentz. Are you out of your
me?
Mind?
He's got a better wide receiving core than Wentz here. He's got better playmakers.
He's only played like 12 games
and in the
NFL
everyone expects
or whatever.
Them to win the Super Bowl, be contenders.
I'm also not sure it's 100% true. He has a way better receiving core. The Eagles have three really good receivers. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, Jarvis Landry and OBJ are probably the best duo in the NFL right now. It's arguable.
Whose weapons would you rather have, Carson's or Baker's?
Carson's.
Okay.
Just because there's after that, David and Njoku.
We're
going to
classify it by tight end, but I'm saying
And
Burts
they have running
still,
backs, by the way, too, which is nice.
Well, that was a topic you were trying to get away with until I had to call you on it.
888-729-9494. Our good friend Tom in Abington, who was at that Birds Town Hall to say hello.
Yo, fellas!
What's up, Tom?
How are you doing today?
Good, man.
All right. Nice seeing you guys at Mod Lurks there.
Yeah, nice meeting you, man. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, that was awesome. Nice to meet the King of Eagles Twitter, huh?
Exactly right.
Don't feed into it, Tommy. What are you doing?
Well, listen, this is Carson Wentz's jockstrap calling in, Jimmy.
I know. Trust me. I know. The fireworks are flying on the WIP Midday Show these days.
Yes, they are. So you guys are talking pressure, and there's all different kinds. I mean, there's kinds that come, from Carson himself. There's pressure that comes from the team. I can't speak to them. All I can speak to is fan pressure and media pressure, so... And it depends what side you fall on. Yeah, Foles truthers.
And there's pressure from all of those ways you just said. Which way is there not
there
pressure from any?
Well, there is, but you guys are talking the level of degree. Does he have the most pressure in the NFL, right?
Yes, and he doesn't.
Okay.
Well, John's saying he doesn't have pressure at all. We're talking different levels.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of different levels to it.
And I'm on the side with John as far as I don't put any pressure on him. You know, and then you have certain media members like Reese. He wouldn't put pressure on him. John Ritchie wouldn't. But then you have guys like JoJo Aquino that will.
It's a phenomenal nickname, I got to say, in terms of how the names work
out. Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a Joey Sources guy. I thought that was a good nickname, too. But. Yeah,
Tom, I want to ask you something, too. The moment that Deshaun and you found out that he was coming back, was there a take that you saw from anyone, media, fan base, otherwise, and go, Carson Wentz has all the weapons he has, no excuses now?
No.
Didn't hear it once. Didn't hear it on this station. Didn't hear it see it in an article. Nothing.
It's going to happen.
Malik Jackson.
That is going to happen.
Nothing.
As we get closer to the season.
No excuses.
People are
going
to say, Carson's got his weapons. Carson's healthy. No excuses. That's going to happen just because it hasn't happened yet because they're not playing football for 4 months.
Okay. Even if half the fan base is putting pressure on them, that's still pressure. So,
thank you.
There is pressure.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom brought up the locker room, and I think that's an interesting point. Like, you can believe whatever you want from that Philly Voice article, but the idea that there's no pressure on Carson in the locker room is wrong. When you consider a lot of that locker room, now I'm not saying they support one or the other, but knows what Foles did for them. If Carson comes out, it doesn't play well. You don't think players in the back of their mind are going to be like, well, the guy they let go did win a Super Bowl for us and won the biggest games this organization has won over the last like five years.
I mean,
years.
We saw it in the moment when it happened. They built a shrine to the guy and it was a joke and all that, but that stuff mattered. Like, they believed in Foles. When Wentz went down, they're like, all right, we got Nick, let's roll. Like, that's there. That doesn't go away, that feeling among those players.
And I don't mean this as a slight to Carson, but it's not a stretch to say Carson has to re-win that locker room back, strictly from the fact that he's been sidelined a lot the last 2 years. He's not around as much. Like, he'll be a captain next year, but I think if they voted on true captains, I'm not so sure he would be one of them. So he does have work to do next year in terms of winning back that locker room.
Let's go to our good friend Darren in South Philly. What's up?
Oh, now I'm your good friend.
Well,
really?
Two out of the three of us think you're a good friend.
No. Elliot Sher Park and Seltzer are my friends.
That's what I said. I said two out of the three of us are good friends.
And you left, and you couldn't even tweet me back to let me know you weren't there anymore? That's
messed up.
I came up to see you two, Bartram. That's messed up.
Man, well, I didn't know you were coming.
Yeah, I saw Darren. We were hanging out.
Too busy dropping trash cakes up on stage.
And Elliot had to be there all day, so he's
wanted
disqualified.
Wanted to be there all day on my grind.
That's messed up. Yeah, I agree with Tom, the king of the Eagles Twitter. Elliot
exactly
Sharp,
right.
I agree.
Thank you.
I agree. And,
that's why
that's
I stuck around
up,
to see
but,
you.
I cut the car on, caught your take, so it had me thinking about a Kanye song. It was all good about a year ago for Carson.
Exactly right.
But,
all good about 2 years ago.
And to your point, Mr. Bartram, they're still the darn Browns. I don't care. Until the Browns do something of relevancy, except for be a part of big games where the names are named after, like, the drive, it's
right.
The Browns. I don't care if you put the 85 Bears defense on the darn Browns. Until they win something of relevancies and come out of the AFC North and actually make a playoff game and win
one. Yeah, but that's the expectation nationally is that,
no,
Darren?
No,
there's
not.
There's
not.
Darren, yes,
it's
there is. It, the moment it happened, what are you smoking, Darren? It happened. There was article after article after article after article about the Browns.
I'm with Darren.
There is no.
I'm actually with John on this one.
Yeah, you guys are crazy, listeners. It doesn't matter if the Browns are going to achieve that or not.
He was suspended for 8 games because he can't keep his hands off a lady. You have...
they still have Nick Chubb and Duke Johnson.
Look,
that's
the
whole point.
The Browns are going to be better, but the Browns do not have more pressure on them than the Eagles. The Eagles just won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They are a perennial Super Bowl contender. Like, the Browns fans, will consider it the Super Bowl.
That lost, got injured, had a team ready to win the whole conference, be the number one seed, get injured. His backup won the Super Bowl. His backup just signed for $88 million, 50 guaranteed, with the potential to be $105 million. You don't think that's pressure?
So, look, Browns fans just want to go to the playoffs, all right? The pressure for the Browns is make the playoffs. The
Not
pressure
anymore.
For the Eagles is win the
so
Super Bowl.
There's more pressure. Period. There's more pressure on the Browns than the Eagles. I will agree.
100%.
Not true. But regardless, that's not the question. We're talking about Carson.
It's not
Wentz.
True because of expectations.
So
it's just not.
Browns fans
just want to go to the playoffs.
Well, that's true.
Then they'll take that next step.
That's true.
Eagles need to win the Super Bowl. That's our expectation.
But I think the Browns, at least early on, are going to be a team everyone looks at.
Oh, of course. But that's a different, having a spotlight on you as opposed to pressure or expectations.
Okay, I'll put it this way. There is a spotlight nationally on Baker Mayfield. There is not a spotlight.
You're wrong about
currently,
that.
Right now,
to say.
On
of
Carson
course
Wentz.
There is. Of course there is.
What's he going to do?
People talked about Santa Laquito's three across the country when
because
that happened.
Because they said he was a
but
jerk
the point
in
is,
the locker
right,
room.
Right, right. But Carson Wentz is still, that story didn't go away.
ESPN,
he still is coming into the season with that story on the table.
ESPN just named Carson the 89th most popular athlete in the world, which I disagree with, but regardless.
That's ridiculous.
So this idea that there's no spotlight on Carson Wentz is insane. It's crazy.
With this crazy specific, talk. Like, he's got to, you know, if they don't like him, the blah, blah, blah. Like, there was whispers of like, hey, maybe the Raiders will trade for him for like a half a second, and then it went away. The fact that Deshaun is here, and the fact that these guys and their deep balls line up with the routes he runs and the way that Carson likes to play this game, it's going to be nothing but excitement.
It doesn't go well, in which case there thus lies the pressure.
Sure, if he comes out and wins four games, no one's going to care after that, and then the pressure gets eliminated.
Well, but going into the season, there's pressure. Right. What are you talking about?
Look, 888-729.
You have to win those games. There's pressure to do that.
94-94. That is James Seltzer, Elliott Shore Parks. I'm John Barchin. This is Go Birds Radio, right here on Sports Radio, 94W.
I am a man of bad takes. Wow.
There it is.
I am a man of bad takes.
That's right.
Yes.
There it is.
Yes.
I love it. Now that.
New favorite drop.
That
Tim,
is some
man.
Strong
How did you do
producing.
That? My
man.
Guy, Tim, save that in my folder. I want to have that. Good work. I'm talking about
it. Oh, yeah.
It.
We got to let Jack know. Cause
I was going to say, don't put it anywhere near the evening show's folder.
Parks After Dark has a new ringtone to it. Might have to
You
redo
know you're
that.
Hearing that when you do that. I'm going to play it when you're on with Joe and John. I'm just letting you know ahead of time.
James Seltzer, Elliott Shore Parks, John Barchard all here with the It's Go Birds Radio. Rob Ellis coming up with you in half an hour. Got you 6 to 10, and I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Like, I really do.
Guess what, John? We feel like you're taking crazy pills, too.
I just, here's what I don't understand. I think we're defining pressure in two different ways, which is probably ridiculous, but hey, it's the off season. There is, like, leading up to the season, there should be massive amounts of pressure by what you're describing. I don't know if Carson Wentz is the guy. There should be all of those conversations going on daily if there is
pressure. We're going to happen. You're saying something that, like,
we don't know if Carson Wentz is or isn't.
We're
five months
from the start of the season, man. Like, the draft and stuff. Oh. Like, we'll get there. Dude, those conversations will be had.
Those conversations were had during the Eagles playoff
run last year, too. They were.
Here's the thing about your, him not being the guy. Like, there's pressure on every player in the NFL. But the difference is, and again, extreme example, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, those guys come out and don't play well. They're already accomplished. They're already proven franchise quarterbacks. Carson Wentz is not a proven franchise quarterback. People look at him as a franchise quarterback. He has the attributes to be a franchise quarterback. He is not yet a franchise quarterback. So if he comes out and he does start 0-for-1, you know, they lose their first game, or they go 1-2 and the offense is playing like it was last year, people will legitimately sit here and say, we know it's not Doug because Doug won a Super Bowl and Doug played well with Nick Foles. We know the offense played well last year once Nick got in. So why is the offense struggling? And they will point to Carson. And that is why there is a ton of pressure. Bring up the Philly Voice article. There was a line in there about the Philadelphia Carsons. The Eagles are the Philadelphia Carsons. This season is about Carson Wentz. Whatever their win-loss record is.
Wasn't 17 as well.
Yeah. And
that's why
he
built
did
around
really
him.
Well.
Right.
Yeah.
So
but
I don't.
That was 2 years ago at this point.
Exactly. And last year, there was a lot of pressure because everybody wanted to go win a second Super Bowl.
So you think what happened to Carson, you think what Carson did last year alleviated him of
pressure?
No.
I'm saying all of this, Foles not being here, that article, the way that we are handling this currently.
But what I'm saying
no one is saying, I don't think Carson Wentz is the guy.
What are you talking
you
about,
said
man?
Last year,
I take those calls all the time.
You said last year there was pressure on Carson Wentz.
100%.
Right? But now you don't. So what has changed?
There's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback standing behind him waiting to take his job.
No, but that quarterback statue is outside the link.
That ghost of that quarterback is still here. It's still like, people are still going to compare him to Nick Foles. Even more so, maybe.
Well, the banner is up in the link.
And if Nick Foles goes 0-for-3 and looks terrible in Jacksonville, there's
Foles
probably
does
less
in Jacksonville,
pressure.
It doesn't matter.
What Foles does in Jacksonville really has nothing to do with Carson at this point. Obviously, if he plays bad, people will use that as a crutch. But let's say Foles plays well, right? Like, it can go both ways. But regardless, take Foles out of the picture. Carson has got to take him to the playoffs and probably win a game, to be honest, to meet the massive expectations that are on him next year. If this team does not make the playoffs next year, we'll all sit here and we'll talk. Is Carson really the franchise quarterback?
888-729-9494. Joe Kornick also tweeting at us at GoBirdsPod. There, the first time that Carson underthrows D-Jack, when he's, you know, 10 yards behind Landry Collins, there will be a noticeable and audible groan at the link, which is no different than any other quarterback throwing to DeSean Jackson. If you underthrow him, people are going to be upset and booing. Like,
but
there's
the
no
expectations
added, there's
are
no
different.
Extra added pressure to any normal Eagles season.
If Kevin Cobb underthrows DeSean Jackson, it's different than Carson Wentz doing it. Do you agree with that?
That's fair. Yeah.
People also said that the reason Nick Foles plays so well is because there's not the same pressure on him as there is with Carson. It's different with Carson. Carson is expected to go out there and play like a top three quarterback at the hardest position to play in all of sports. Like, when I say there's pressure on Carson, I'm not sitting here and saying it's going to be easy to meet or that it's because he's not playing well. Carson has a massive goal in front of him, which is to win a Super Bowl, which is really, really hard to do.
And he has to do it through 16 games as opposed to 6 or 5 or 4 or whatever it is going through there. 888-729-9494. Let's go to Tara in Lehigh Valley. What's going on, Tara? How are you?
Good. How are you guys today?
Good.
What up, Tara?
How you doing? Listen, here's the deal. There is an exuberant amount of pressure on Carson Wentz. I get what you're saying, that Nick Foles isn't here anymore, so he shouldn't feel the pressure. But if you think about it, of course there is. He didn't win the Super Bowl. Nick Foles did. So he's kind of still living in his shadow. So see, he still has to prove himself when it comes to playoff games. He hasn't really had the chance to do that. Nick Foles always seems to take over, not always, but has taken over every time he got into
a
playoff
game. That's just true. Yeah, yeah, that's just true.
So there's still pressure on him. There's still, and I know the fans, like James says, we're always calling up saying, oh my God, we need to trade Carson Wentz. We need to keep Nick Foles, get rid of him. So even though Nick Foles is gone, I promise you the fans are still thinking that until Carson actually does what he did in the 2017 season and takes us to the playoffs and wins some games in the playoffs. Plus, there's so much. I see Carson as the type of quarterback and the type of athlete that puts even more pressure on himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he does. I don't disagree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's seeing what Nick Foles did. Then you got this Patrick Mahomes, this young quarterback coming in looking like a superstar, getting to the AFC Championship.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. I'm sorry. Yep, him too. There is a ton of pressure on him.
Tara, let me ask you this then. What pressure are you personally putting on Carson Wentz?
See, I'm not one of those people.
Tara, that's my point.
John, but
we're not demanding
that
anything
people,
more.
But that doesn't mean that those people don't exist. Yes. Tara, brilliant call. Brilliant call.
And that's my point.
Like, just because she's not one of them.
Right. Exactly. Doesn't mean they don't exist. How many people, and believe me, there are so many because I wanted to punch them in the face. Oh,
yes,
God,
me too.
That's what I'm saying.
Tara, the majority,
I feel like
the majority of people are saying that's ridiculous.
John.
Not like, I kind of agree.
No.
That's pressure.
I take those calls. That's what Tara's referring to. She calls the midday show too and rails against the people who call like that, but that doesn't mean that those people aren't there.
If Tara told you, if Tara told you Santa Claus was real, would that mean Santa
Absolutely
Claus is real?
Absolutely, I would.
All right.
Because Tara's
Santa
that
Claus
good.
Is real. So
Santa
it doesn't
Claus is real.
Let's go to Brian.
St. Nick.
Brian and Broomall. Brian, what's going on, bud? Thanks for hanging out.
Hey, man, I'm chill, man. You guys sound a little uptight about this whole quarterback thing, man. Let's just relax, focus on the offseason. I got a real interesting proposition that might go down.
Okay.
So with the cap space, I think we're roughly around $10 million after the Darby signing, which means we need about $5 to $6 million allotted for the draft picks coming up.
I think the Eagles are more at around like 7 or 8 for what it's worth. It's just an estimate at this point, but you're right. You're in that ballpark.
Proves my point even more, which means you basically have only enough to sign your draft picks, and you have basically nothing left. So what that tells me is that I think someone's definitely on the move. It could be possibly two people on the Eagles' current roster that will be moved. Nelson Aguilar would obviously be target number one because that $9.3 million.
I don't think he's going anywhere, Brian. I think they made that call. And even if they did, we're trying to shop him around. I mean, they would have probably moved him by now if the market was out there. Still a possibility, obviously, but I don't think he's going anywhere.
What would you do this move? Would you trade Nelly, a 2019 fourth rounder, and next year's third round pick for David Johnson?
Yes.
Of course. I don't think the Cardinals are going to do that.
Yeah.
Though.
But Johnson makes more money, too, so you'd have to match it up. Yeah.
I would do that, but I don't think it's like a no-brainer.
I think it's maybe not a no doubt, no brainer, but it's pretty close. David Johnson is awesome.
Yeah, I would.
He's very good.
I mean,
David Johnson's a top three running back in the sport when healthy.
Yeah, but now that, I mean, they've let my boy Jordan Matthews go. If you let I think they should keep him. But in all seriousness, if they trade Aguilar, they then have an issue at receiver behind their first two.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No question.
Yeah, which is why I don't, again, it goes back to Carson and helping him out.
Aguilar tweeted out he's staying. I think he's been told he is staying.
Yeah,
like, anything could happen. Who knows? But I think he has been told he is staying.
All right, let's go to Cordell in West Philly. Cordell, what's going on, man? You're on the Go Birds Radio.
Hey, what's going on? How's everybody doing today?
Good, man.
What's up, Cordell?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, James, this is what you do on the weekend, man? You got to deal with all this stuff on the weekend?
I know, right, Cordell? That's what I do on the weekend.
I mean, man, what's wrong with you guys? Are you guys really Eagles fans or what?
There's no plural on that. It's just me that thinks this.
Okay, all right. Well, then I'm just going to give it to you like this. If Carson Wentz doesn't take us to the dance, I'm going to be pissed. It's just that simple. Thank you, Cordell. I mean, he has no other choice. We got to go to the dance. If we lose in the NFC Championship, I might cut him some slack, but we need to go to the dance.
So there are people out there, John.
And also, to make things worse for Carson, the guy he's replacing has a reputation for winning big games.
Yeah,
so, like, Nick Foles went into Chicago last year and beat the Bears. If Carson loses his first playoff game, in reality, that's acceptable, right? Like, his first playoff game, it's hard to win your first playoff game. In what the perception will be, it'll be Nick Foles would have won that game.
Yeah, he's right.
Exactly. Yeah. And my thing is that I think that this was Nick Foles' team anyway. If you look at the merry-go-round thing that happened when Nick Foles was traded some time ago, this team, he should have been here. He should have been the franchise quarterback instead of Carson Wentz.
Yeah, except when, and I appreciate the call, Cordell. Except,
I told
except,
you, but
except
hold
when
up,
it goes
hold
to
up,
Jacksonville.
Let's go back to Terrence call and you jumped on it. You're like, not one of you. Well, you didn't. There
no,
are Cordell, people out Cordell there.
Don't prove your point.
Thank you.
But I'm just saying, like, there's more people that are going to defend Carson Wentz than there are, like, throw him out with the bathwater.
Well, yeah, because they're Eagles fans that's and where they're we're rooting at. For
right,
him.
Of course.
So it can't be, like.
That doesn't mean that he doesn't need to succeed for us to continue to support him. We're not going to be like, oh, he's terrible, but go Carson, we love you. Like, at a certain point, people are going to be like, he's playing bad.
Right.
And he needs to be better.
Clearly not even close to
the
that.
But he has that pressure to play well. Though it's going into those games. That's the main point we are making here.
The confidence level from fans is not what it used to be for Carson. Would you agree with that?
Of course.
That's why there's pressure, because the fan base does not believe in him the same way they used
but
to.
But they're, unless you're Cordell, that's the first time they've ever heard somebody say, unless he doesn't make
the radio station. I mean,
listen,
seriously. I get those calls
24/7. I listen to the replays, James.
I take calls every day. I take calls every day that say these types of things. Like, I still, every day we'll get one person, when we're talking to Eagles, I'll get one person who's calling in and saying, they kept the wrong guy. It'll happen every single time.
Eagles were in season last year, and people were saying that they should trade Carson.
Yes, because that was last year.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying. It's, I don't know. Let's go to Mitchie Tools. Maybe he can figure this thing out. Mitchie, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
You know, however much Nick Foles weighs, that was what was on Carson Wentz's back.
Exactly right.
Either way, guys, Carson Wentz is here. Good, bad, or ugly, and I said this, and somebody yelled at me, I don't know what host it was on IP, that I always said he's a very good quarterback. He's not fantastic, and I don't think he's ever going to be fantastic. He's going to get you to playoffs, and we might win a Super Bowl with him, but we just have to give him time. But I think, you know, sure, Nick Foles was unbelievable, but I'm sort of curious to see how, you know, Wentz is really going to run this show. This is his show now without, you know, the pressure on his back. So he doesn't have any pressure this year. Nick Foles was his pressure because he would see him.
Okay, here's the difference. You would have never called 2 years ago and said that. Nobody would have called in 2016 or the beginning of 2017 and said, I'm not sure Carson's the guy.
See, but I said this from the beginning, and I love WAP, I call. People accuse me of not knowing a lot about sports, but I said, you know, Carson Wentz is a very good quarterback, but he hasn't shown me he can. Listen, DJ is coming back. I don't know if Wentz is going to have the right, you know, everybody else, who do we have new? I mean, you know, listen, Peters is...
Well, nobody had. I mean, there's a draft to go to, and, you know
there's, well, they did add the best deep threat in the league.
We are a couple more years away from another Super Bowl, hopefully. But, you know, we can keep saying, oh, is Wentz going to be healthy? Is this that? That could be with any quarterback who's won 9 Super Bowls or one.
But the difference is Wentz is the only one following up a quarterback that just won the Super Bowl. And that has
with his guys, and it's like played, his team.
Like, let's be honest here. Nick Foles has been this franchise's best quarterback since Doug was hired. He's won the biggest games. He's played at a higher level more consistently than Carson has. And now Carson is stepping into
that's not
shoes.
That's also not.
What do you mean
true?
It's not true? Of course it's true. True.
Name their 5 biggest wins from the last 2 years.
Oh, you're talking about wins? I thought it was performance.
Yeah,
well, overall.
They won those games.
Nick Foles played as good a game as you could play in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
He was flawless.
No matter what Wentz did for those 12 games. And I think that we underrated. I think we forget how
especially
great Wentz
this
was.
Guy's standing to my right.
I'm a big proponent of that. I think that we don't talk enough about how great he was in those games. But I mean, Nick did it on the biggest of stages and played as great as you can. I mean, you have to say Nick has been better. He has.
888-729-9494. One more segment to go. James Seltzer, Elliott Shore Parks. I'm John Bartron. It's Go Birds Radio right here at Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's Go Birds Radio, 888-729-9494. I'm John Bartron along with Elliott Shore Parks, James Seltzer, Tim Kelly behind the glass. You've got Rob Ellis coming up in just about 10 minutes or so. And I don't know, I guess I'll just sit alone on this hill with the sand and maybe a few beers, and sandwich, and just say...
I don't even think you deserve beers or a sandwich. I think you need to sit alone and think about what you've done.
I now know what it was like to argue with me when I was telling you Jordan Matthews was better than Alshon.
Yeah. Really...
I did a much better job proving my point, but I know what it's like in terms of the feeling.
I don't think he did at all, actually.
Jordan Matthews did catch
I don't think so either.
Jordan Matthews did catch a touchdown in the playoff game. I don't remember what Alshon did that.
Yeah, he also... Alshon caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl, so...
Yeah. That was
no
a
biggie.
Different year.
No biggie.
Oh, okay.
Bad takes.
Yeah, the drop's going to be in there forever.
That's such a good drop.
In 30 years, I'll be hearing that. Yes.
Ryan, what's going on, buddy? Good to hear from you.
Yo!
What's up, guys?
My guy.
Johnny, first of all...
Yes.
I always like to compliment first. Your air drumming on Twitter yesterday, phenomenal.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah.
John is actually a drummer, too, so that is not just faux air drumming. He's probably actually doing something that he could do with sticks.
It's probably true, Ryan.
Well, you know what? Then that makes the air drumming a little less, but I'm still going to talk about that.
James, you had to go ruin and blow my cover here.
So, John, here we go. You know my past. I dressed up in, I don't know, a bird costume for the Eagles for 12 years.
I've heard that from time to time.
So you can never beat the original. I was always in the shadow of the fanatic. Always. It was like, oh, did you see what the fanatic did? I was like, I just blew myself up. He shakes his belly. So, like, you know, the belly shake is the Super Bowl win. You just can't beat that.
This is my favorite analogy that's ever been used.
That's the best analogy.
Is that why Gritty it can't beat the fanatic? Because there's only one? Like, they can do whatever they want, and it's just not going to happen?
You know, Gritty is amazing. That's a story. That's a whole nother show, but quite frankly. But
who has more pressure, Gritty or the Fanatic?
Brighter future in Philadelphia, Carson or Gritty?
Well, here's the thing. The Fanatic and Nick Foles will never buy a drink in Philadelphia.
Well, that is true.
So there's that.
Nick Foles, one of the few people who might be as popular as the Fanatic in Philadelphia.
Yes.
So it is. I mean, there's just normal pressure on a quarterback, let alone, hey, this guy who's supposed to be our, you know, our savior, pardon the pun, with Carson.
Yes.
But, like, you know, yeah, I don't know if you know this, but in Philly, we like to, you know, live day by day.
Of course we do.
So I think that, like, it takes 2 bad games, and all of a sudden it's going to be like, well, you see what Nick did in Jacksonville against, you know, the Titans, you know.
And this is probably the semantical part of this here, Ryan. Like, the 0-2 is a result. It is not, like, no one saying
but then you go
0-2.
No, but you understand that the pressure that if he goes 0-2, he gets killed. Like, that is pressure to not go 0-2.
He's still getting paid, regardless if he goes 0-2 or not.
I don't have to do with anything.
Ryan, I love you regardless. Thank you so much.
Ryan,
buddy.
You're my guy.
Here's the thing. You always, and you know what? If Carson doesn't work out, they don't give him a deal, he can always dress up as Gritty. Maybe.
That's very true. It's very, very true. But that's what I mean. Like, there's just...
Both have red hair. That's the thing.
I, again... Yes, Carson will put pressure on himself because, I mean, geez, it was four games into his career we were asking if he's our Joe Montana?
After that Pittsburgh win, yeah. I decided I'm actually jealous of this take that you have because it's just so horrendous that, like, I wish I was on that island.
Listen,
like,
here's the thing.
I'm used to the feeling.
Here's the thing, and it's not a pure take. It's actually, he truly
believes it.
I know.
This isn't just
That's
Arabia.
What I'm saying.
I look at the fan base. I see what's happening.
I feel it
in my bones.
You would think people would go, how could anyone possibly believe this? He really does.
And the thing, too, is, like, you're an active member on Twitter. Like, you see what people say, and you still don't think there's...
Because
you work at a radio station where people say it every day.
But the majority of the fan base is not clamoring. Like,
the majority of the fan base is scared.
Where is the Sheil Kapadia article? Where's the ESP article?
5 months from the start of the season.
If
these articles are coming.
Perform, do you think those he's done.
I'm going to
that is, like, pressure.
The 40 articles that are written before the season, I'm going to send every single one to you. I'm going to be like, CC John Barchard. CC John Barchard.
There was one article I can think of that got a bit of notoriety that was not very positive about Carson.
Yeah, because anytime there's, like, you know, little mouse whispers, everybody's going to react to it.
Mouse whispers.
Yeah. That's,
just to be clear, are you saying no pressure or just not a lot of pressure?
Well, I said no, and I'm wrong there. I'm clearly wrong on that.
You got to ride with it, though.
But there's it's just not an overwhelming amount of pressure. Like, I just don't feel it, and I don't see it. Let's go to Ray in Morristown. What's going on, Ray? How are you?
Guys, you know, and James on this one.
What up, Ray?
What's going on, James? Listen, you know, we've been doing a lot talking about the Eagles and Carson, you know, over the last 3 or 4 months, and it's just, you know, beguiling that we have done a lot to run Nick Foles out of here, and this guy has done nothing but produce for us since he's been here the second round. And I don't understand.
Man, Carson Wentz, Nick Foles does not win a Super Bowl without Carson Wentz, and vice versa. It's just,
well,
that's just factual.
Carson puts you in a position during the regular season to get there, but Nick's proven time and again.
Not just put you in a position. All Nick had to do was...
had to do was win two playoff games and then beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Let's not diminish what Nick accomplished.
We're talking about I was going into the regular season, and it was Ronald Darby who saved everybody's butt.
What Nick did in that year was more impressive than what Carson did. And it's not even close.
The Super Bowl.
Okay. Go ahead, Rick.
The issue is, this guy hasn't proven himself yet. And my question is, if we're so worried about pressure and having somebody looking over the shoulder, look, anybody you bring in, you could bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick, and, you know, anybody that's had any modicum of success in the league is going to be looking over his shoulder. I mean, this guy has to be.
You're telling me that, hold on, you're saying Ryan Fitzpatrick and Nick Foles have the same amount of pressure if they're behind Carson Wentz?
No, he's just making a point that, like,
you have to ask Carson that question. My thing is, anybody that's behind him that's had any modicum of success, he's going to be worried about, apparently. I mean, at least that's what we've been led to believe, that he's looking over his shoulder.
Carson,
that's no threat to him. That's ridiculous.
Let's imagine this world.
We have to win.
Go ahead.
What have we done in this offseason? We've signed DeSean Jackson. We kept Peters, who's old. We brought DeSean back, who's old.
Got one of the best
Ronald Darby,
defensive tackles at pass rush in the league.
How are we...
Appreciate it, right?
Good call, Ray. Yeah, we appreciate it.
I just, like, I can't get down with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Nick Foles would have the same amount of.
No, he's no. What he's saying
he's
is,
just pointing out that there's always going to be pressure in that role when there's someone behind you who has any.
Nate Sudfeld's
going to
give him pressure.
No, but you know what?
No,
be interesting.
He just said someone who has accomplishments in the NFL.
Fitzpatrick has accomplished what?
I mean, he's won games. He started the NFL. He's played.
We all know who's the starting quarterback.
Anyway.
Yeah.
He has accomplished more than Carson. Let's be real.
Because he's 95 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's let Rob Ellis.
Yeah. Rob,
I'm out of here.
You take over. I hope that it's, I hope it's just as crazy because this was a lot of fun. I don't care.